Zimmerman's release will be delayed while his defense attorney tries to make arrangements to move his client out of the state. Mark O'Meara told the judge that he feared for his client's safety. Zimmerman will also have to wear an electronic GPS monitoring device and attest to his whereabouts every 3 days. During his closing statements, O'Meara argued that Zimmerman has surrendered his passport and is not a flight risk.
We then need to look at what Mr. Zimmerman has done during the time this event has been pending. As proffered by the state, my client stayed in constant contact with Florida Department of Law Enforcement, letting them know exactly what was going on and literally building a trust relationship with FDLE such that when they said to come in, though the active warrant wasn't identified, and I don't fault FDLE, they did exactly what they should do to secure the safety, he came in voluntarily and surrendered himself to law enforcement.
Prosecuting attorney Bernie De La Rionda asked the judge for either no bond at all or that it be set at $1 million. He claimed that Zimmerman has a propensity toward violence based on a previous battery on a law enforcement officer charge and an injunction for protection that was filed against him. But he said what it boils down to is he shot somebody.
And he confronted Mr. Zimmerman. He confronted Mr. Martin. Why else would Mr. Martin want to confront Mr. Zimmerman? Mr. Martin was on his way home minding his own business. If anything, you could argue that the self-defense is really Mr. Martin trying to defend himself. But I'm not here to argue all the facts, obviously.
George Zimmerman spoke during the hearing to express remorse for the shooting to Trayvon Martin's parents. De La Rionda asked why the apology took him so long. Zimmerman said he was told not to contact the victim's family and instead asked his attorneys to convey that message.
I wanted to say I am sorry for the loss of your son. I did not know how old he was. I thought he was a little bit younger than I am. And I did not know if he was armed or not.
Both the prosecution and defense interviewed witnesses about the February 26th shooting. The defense questioned whether words in the arrest affidavit, like profiled and confronted, saying those words were inflammatory. De La Rionda suggested Zimmerman was profiling Martin because he made the incorrect assumption that he was a criminal. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin.